I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Health conditions and medications affect women's bodies differently than men's, so it's important that we understand the specifics of women's health. The University of Kentucky has long been aware of this difference, and they're also recognizing the need to better understand health and wellness for all people, including groups like people of color and the LGBTQ community, who have been underrepresented in research, not just women. That's why they've rebranded one of their programs to better address it. The Kentucky Women's Health Registry and its new name, Wellness, Health, and You, or Why. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently sat down with Drs. Ann Coker and Heather Bush about the UK Center for Clinical and Translational Sciences Wellness, Health, and You, or WHY, initiative. The first voice you'll hear in this interview is Dr. Coker.
We love the Wellness, Health, and You because we can say, why? Why should you join WHY? Because that's really punchy. This is a research opportunity that replaces, or expands, actually, the Kentucky Women's Health Registry.
And I'm a physician of a certain age, and I know that when I was in medical school, first learning about the process of disease, it was a very masculine-centric research area. And I think we've discovered in the last generation that we really have given women patients short shrift in research. Is that part of the mission?
Oh, definitely. That's definitely a big part of why Kentucky Women's Health was created. And we've seen a lot of changes in terms of women being much more included in clinical trials. And that's the good news is that men in some ways have been underrepresented in a lot of research, largely because they don't volunteer as often as women do. But we're at a place now that there's some more equity in terms of men and women participating in research. And what we're trying to do with Wellness, Health, and You is to branch out and to include men.
That's right. And we're trying to make research more accessible to all people, whether you be someone who has a disability or you're a veteran or LGBTQ. There are vulnerable populations out there who don't necessarily have opportunities to get engaged in research, and we're trying to use WHY as a mechanism to make that easier.
And Heather, your particular area of expertise is in biostatistics. And so on the one hand, we're looking at individual patients and the struggles they may have, whether it's getting access to care, whether it's diagnosis, whether it's treatment. But you're also looking, and the center is looking, or WHY is looking, at broader populations and trends. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Part of why is such a great resource is because we have so many participants who have engaged over the years, and that we are able to look at certain questions and dig into different populations. We have a large enough sample size to be able to get some of those interesting trends that we wouldn't normally have if we were just looking at a particular small clinical trial in order to answer a question. So we have the opportunity to create new questions and generate new hypotheses with this larger population approach.
And we talked a little bit offline about a diverse approach. And I know a lot of times people think, well, our Kentucky population is a homogenous one, but we know that is not the case. You're also reaching out to a diverse population throughout the state. Is that
right? That's exactly why we wanted to talk to you. Because we mentioned that men are a group that makes us more diverse now within WHY. And you mentioned, Heather, the LGBTQ population. That's another area that we actually have a specific, what we call modules. So there's separate sets of questions in which you really focus our questions and our research interest in that area. We've got other sets of modules. What we're trying to do with WHY is to look at not just what disease you may have, but actually what's happened to you. And so we get a broader definition of health. So, for example, we are launching this month a sexual health module, and that's something that has really not been covered well, particularly in more population-based studies. So we have a sleep health module we're developing. We have a range of different positive health modules, preventive health modules, other modules along that line. So it allows us to really look at the whole person as opposed to a specific disease.
And in addition, are geographic disparities being looked at as well, different counties in Kentucky?
Absolutely. Sort of our goal is actually to include people from every county in Kentucky.
Is there anything we've not touched on about why that you would want our listeners to know about?
So I think one of the things we've talked a lot about is how we can connect why participants with clinical researchers to participate in health studies and translational science. However, what we want Y to do is to also give back to the members of Y. So we have opportunities to provide information back to participants, whether that be health information from investigators who have worked on their research and this is disseminating back to the participants, or it's just like Ann mentioned, we're about to launch the sexual health module. And so being able to take information from participants and say, this is what you said, this is what you told us, and frame it in a healthy aspect, how to improve your health, or do you have questions, that would be a way for us to communicate back to the participants.
One of the things we're thinking about, we're working toward, is ways that we can have almost a translational laboratory. So you can participate in Y, get information back, but also help us to discover better ways to treat a given condition. There's a lot of interest, and rightly so, in terms of looking at substance abuse disorders, particularly in Kentucky. There are many different approaches to that treatment, and why and other programs like this is an opportunity to really look at people who may not be coming into a clinic for care, but we could provide that electronically, in other words, through the range of different surveys and other approaches. So it's an interactive and a give back. So we're not just trying to take your information and write a paper, although we do that, but we're also interested in how do we give back to the people who are participating.
My thanks today to Dr. Ann Coker and to Dr. Heather Bush. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.